You're listening to Dread Central Radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Elfman Music Hour. Now stay tuned for Dread Time Stories.
Hello again, boys and girls. The sun is down, the lights are dim, and it's time for another trip into terror with Dread Time Stories. It's a wonderful day when the carnival comes to town. Games to play, rides to ride, testing skill and luck for goldfish and teddy bears. But there is a darker side, off the beaten path, just past the bright lights of Midway. Tents sit in the shadows, and inside are creatures best left out of the light of day. Of course, I'm talking about the Freak Show. And this carnival has a particular attraction, one that is guaranteed to send children screaming into the night. Tonight's Dread Time story is called The Carnival.
Step right up, don't be shy. Behind this curtain lies the most incredible, most cruel, most disturbing creatures that Mother Nature herself ever spat out. Direct from Vienna, after a long engagement performing for the crowned heads of Europe. You'll ooh, you'll ah, you'll scream, you'll cry. You've never seen anything like this in all your lives. For the price of $1, gaze into the true faces of horror.
Oh, that looks fun.
Give me a break. Everyone knows those freak shows are fake.
They're not.
It's true. The dog-faced boy is just some guy with hair glued on his face. The human lizard is some woman with a bad skin condition. I bet the strong man wears fake muscles under his leotard.
Well, I want to go.
But it's stupid.
Well, if you won't go with me, I'll just go by myself.
Oh, come on!
One, please.
Yes, indeedy, little lady. And how about you, young man? Care to take a peek inside?
Please.
He doesn't want to go.
Oh, I see. Too scared, huh? I don't blame you.
Now wait just a minute.
I mean, I wouldn't let someone so beautiful go in by herself, but some people just can't handle what they see in there.
You go ahead and wait outside. Go ride the teacups or something. I'll be out in a few minutes.
I'm not scared. Here's my dollar.
Are you sure? Some people come out laughing. Others driven mad by the experience.
I'm sure.
You understand the carnival cannot be held responsible for any emotional or psychological damage you may, and probably will, incur.
Yeah. Just let us in already.
Very well, then. Right through the curtain.
It's so dark in here.
Now who's scared?
Oh, you.
Welcome, mesdames et messieurs. Please watch your step. No flash photography, and remember, don't touch the exhibits. No matter how innocent they may look, those bars are there for a reason. Step lively to our first exhibit.
Seriously?
Meet Bingo, the dog boy! Discovered in Borneo as a child, anthropologists thought at first he was some sort of missing link. Then they discovered that beneath all his fur, he was, in fact, as human as you or me. He was raised by wolves and keeps his feral temper. Please stand back. He has been known to bite.
I think I see some hair coming off his back. Is that a zipper over there?
Shh! I'm trying to enjoy this.
Whatever.
Moving on, we come to Lola, the bearded fat lady.
That's just gross.
Weighing in at just under 1 ton, Lola is too much woman for any one man, and it's just as well. She has to shave twice a day to keep her skin smooth. She's got a voracious appetite, both for food and for love.
Ooh, a man. Come here, cutie. Give Lola a kiss.
Back off, sister! He's mine!
Come on, sweetheart. I can do things to you that a little twig can't even dream of.
Oh!
Watch your step around these two, Bob and Bill, the Siamese twins!
Give me a break.
Shh! Conjoined at the waist, Bob and Bill share everything. Food, drink, even women.
Who'd want to, you know...
What one sees, the other knows. What one eats, the other tastes. And believe it or not, they're married to sisters. But watch out. When they argue, it's not pretty.
Jeez, I've had enough of this.
But Sam, we haven't gotten to see the shrunken heads. Oh, or the two-headed calf yet. And I hear they have a thalidomide baby in a jar.
It's disgusting. That's what this is. You go ahead and finish. I'll be outside.
So, not seeing anything to your liking?
Come on, man. This stuff is all bunk. And the real stuff, it's just cruel.
I hear you. When you walked up, I said to myself, there's a man with morals. There's a man who won't settle for the standard tricks of the trade. There's a man who deserves nothing less than the real thing.
What do you mean?
Well, there is one other exhibit. One that we don't let just the average customer gawk at.
Yeah, right.
Oh, what is it?
It's something really special. Something so horrible, so foul. Something that defies the laws of nature and yet is one of her cruelest jokes. We occasionally find customers that are a little too jaded for the standard fare. We don't let the average customer see this exhibit because, well, frankly, they would find it too disturbing.
I want to see it!
Enough with the hard sell, okay, pal? He's just trying to get more money from us.
No, sir. For you and your lady friend, admission is free. And I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. If you don't find what's inside that tent to be the most horrifying thing you've ever seen, I'll even refund the dollar you paid to get into the sideshow. Do we have a deal?
Deal!
Whatever.
Right this way, folks. We have to keep this one locked up for safety of the exhibit. And the public. Why, if this one got out...
Save the sales routine. Just let us in.
Of course, sir. After you.
What the hell?
Sorry, sir. I don't go in there. But I'll be guiding you through with the loudspeaker. You'll hear me.
This is creepy.
Let's just get this over with.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you are about to see may disturb you. It may shock you. It may even terrify you, but I must ask, no, beg, do not listen to anything it says. Do not scream, and whatever you do, do not approach the cage. These creatures are to be considered remarkably dangerous. You have been warned.
Why is it so dark in here?
I don't know, but I'm getting the creeps. Hold my hand.
Did you hear that?
We're not alone in here.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the modern man and woman.
What the hell?
My God! The audience! They're all freaks!
How cruel nature is to create such an abomination. Note his bloated sense of self-worth, his exaggerated but frail ego, her dependence on being independent. One is not complete without the other, yet they both insist they are individuals, just like everyone else.
Let us out of here, you freaks!
Freaks, are we? Take a good look at yourself in the mirror. Day after day, doing the same boring thing. Nothing to make you different. Nothing to make you special. People look at us and remember us for our uniqueness, but you two? I bet no one could even pick you out of a crowd.
They're hideous.
They're horrifying.
Yes, my friends. This is what becomes of those who strive to fit in. This is what becomes of those who can't stand difference. This is what the world has made of them.
Let us out!
See how the female of the species tries to act strong, but when faced with adversity, just like her modern man, she crumbles.
Okay, fine. We get it. You've had your fun. Now let us out!
Oh, I don't think so. I've never seen as perfect specimens of bland as you two. I've never seen anything so horrifyingly trivial, so disgustingly normal. As a matter of fact, I think we finally found our greatest exhibit. Pull the cage, boys!
You learn it, boys!
Wait, you can't do this!
Let us out! Let us out!
We're not animals!
No, you're far worse. You're human.
No!
I guess that in order to see the real freaks, one only need look in the mirror. Looks like Sam and Betty have been rescued from their boring lives. And the good thing is, they'll work for peanuts. That's all for now, boys and girls. Get a good night's sleep. I hear the carnival is coming to town. We'll see you next time for another Dread Time story.
Dread Time Stories is brought to you by Dread Central for all your horror needs. By Rotten Cotton, where you're inside on the outside. By AmericanHorrorWriter.net, makers of fine horror available worldwide. And by Library of the Living Dead, publishers of fine horror everywhere. Good night, folks.